Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You're listening to 2024 in Review, a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories of the year from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor Siobhan Scott.
The case of Ellen Greenberg. We've been talking about this for quite some time. It's more than a decade old. And it is now finally getting the attention it deserves. It is headed to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. They are going to take a look at this and determine if the family has the right to challenge the medical examiner's ruling more effectively. That's what this is all about. It's not going to go there. They're not going to go, oh, okay, this is going to be an open investigation now. This is them going back and saying, smaller court, lesser court that said you can't listen to these parents is going to say to that court, you better listen to these parents. Then we see where it goes from here. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. I know you know a bit about this case. Like I said, we've been talking about it for quite some time. Where do you think this is going to go? And what kind of effect could this have, not only in this case, but others going forward?
I sure hope we need to really take a good look at this one. This was just such a bizarre, strange story from the very beginning. And I think anyone looking at it would be rolling their eyes saying, we need to look at this closer. So I think whenever you've got a case like that, where it just doesn't add up, it doesn't make sense, look again.
There are so many questions. In this case, we don't have, it was never treated as a homicide. Actually, it was right away. And then once there was a conversation with surviving family members, lovers, and things like that, it suddenly became a suicide. So it's kind of weird. And the fact that she was stabbed about 20 times, 10 of which were in the back, some in the head, some post-mortem. Yeah, it just never made any sense. Now, obviously, in any sort of case, the first person you look at is a significant other. I'm not saying he's guilty. I'm not saying he did it by any means, but we never really got a chance to look either. It's what's behind this curtain, what's behind any curtain, because she clearly did not kill herself. And there's a lot of evidence in this case that makes no sense. The lock on the door, the claim was that he had to break it open. There was really no evidence of it really being that broken or open. But again, the whole crime scene was cleared the next day as well, and all the digital evidence taken and everything else wiped. What would you be looking at? Let's say this thing does go back, if it goes back to the lower courts and they say, yeah, you know, we're going to change this over to undetermined or homicide with all physical evidence gone. You're dealing with psychological evidence. You're dealing with people's memories. Where do you begin?
That's a really good question. And as, you know, looking from the eyes of an investigator, I have to say, I don't know. You know, I'm not having the investigator hat on. It's got to be a tough one at this point to go back and try to put pieces together all this time later. But yeah, certainly the eyes are going to go on the male partner at the time.
And all these years later, I mean, obviously he's never been charged. He's moved on with his life. He has a family and good for him, assuming he's not the person that did that. But, you know, would he be the first person that would come in for some questioning here just to try and get at least a baseline as to what was going on in life at that moment? Maybe not even looking at him as, you know, as a potential suspect, but just what the hell was going on here?
A person with information, definitely. And you know, we'd like to think that that was done immediately and that every stone was unturned and everything looked at and everyone spoken to in her life. Because, yeah, this is just the strangest case that makes no sense. And you've got to now go back and try to piece together things that, you know, we may never know, unfortunately.
And going back that many years, I mean, There's two sides you look at it going, you know, is he a suspect? Is there anything there? You know, or was, you know, he just as shocked as everyone else that his significant other had just been murdered or killed herself. That's the thing that always gets me on this case is the number one, the 911 call is one of the creepiest, weirdest 911 calls I've ever heard. I don't have it to play back this second, but if anybody goes and listens to it, it's a very callous, I don't know, unemotional. Like, I know some people just don't have a lot of emotions. Maybe that's it. But it's weird. It's very weird to walk to know that your lover, the person that you're supposed to be spending the rest of your life with, you're engaged, is literally lying on the ground with a knife in her. And you're just kind of, I don't know. It was a weird call. And then the fact that, okay, if you have nothing to do with this, great. Still horrible. But wouldn't you be pushing more for an investigation into what actually happened if you truly have nothing to hide? Or are you just afraid that if you have nothing to hide, they're still going to look at you and you're going to be under the microscope? So you might as well just kind of back away so you don't have to go through that sort of hell. I can kind of understand that too, if your alibi is only so strong.
I would sure think, though, that an innocent person would, above everyone else, would want to know the truth and would be pushing for it and find the real perpetrator then, right?
Yeah, I mean, we see it with people who are guilty. I mean, look at Scott Peterson. You know, he was, you know, part of the investigation and all that, and then it all, you know, kind of blew up in his face. But he's still arguing that he's innocent, and that's actually being looked at again there. It's just such a troubling case to look at. And medical examiners in this, like I said, this is the whole argument is here for people to be able to challenge this that are not the significant other of the loved one. It's ridiculous that the parents couldn't question this or have authority to do that earlier. There's got to be a lot of cases where you have parents that want to look into this further. Is this going to open up gates more for maybe previous cases as well, where people have felt like their hands have been tied and couldn't get a better look, a better view under the microscope of a death?
It may, and it probably should, don't you think? It's like, whenever there are questions, let's do our best to get it right. We hear so many times now where somebody has been incarcerated for 20, 30, 40 years, and then DNA evidence comes along and exonerates them, you know, because the system got it wrong. And I think we should do everything we can to try to get it right.
Are you ready to listen to this podcast ad-free?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel now on Apple Podcasts.
You'll instantly have access to all of our episodes labeled Advance Ad-Free. You'll hear the interviews before everyone else and with no interruptions.
No interruptions.
Subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel now on Apple Podcasts.
And start binging now.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, Number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. New models may be shown.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown. You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown. You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan. Number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown. You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown. You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.